What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Friday, November 26th. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, and let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. Finally, shout out to No House Advantage for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up to get a $25 bonus on your first deposit. Now, we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Aaron Gordon, Darius Bazley, Donovan Mitchell, Tyrese Halliburton, and Malcolm Brogdon on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites, my top five plays for today? It's time to find out. In first at number five, I'm going to Keldon Johnson. He's small forward, power forward eligible, just 5,300, projected for 29. The goal is 37. He's in the optimal lineup 18% of the time. I've got Keldon Johnson in for 31 minutes. Right around 0.9 fantasy points per minute. He's seen some increased usage so far this season, 23% for this game, in fact. 16 real points, 7 boards, 2 assists, maybe a stock. It is a slight pace down spot against Boston, but right now, with Keldon Johnson's price the way that it is, and for how fast San Antonio plays, I think this is a pretty good spot for a mid-tier value piece. In at number four, we've got Anthony Edwards. He is shooting guard, small forward, eligible, 7,900, projected for 40.5. The goal is 48.5, and he is in the optimal lineup 18% of the time. Edwards just plays big minutes. We've got no Patrick Beverley in this one. Not that that really matters for Edwards at all. 1.16 fantasy points per minute in this game, 30% usage, 23-7-4 as a baseline projection, 2 stocks, but a really big pace up spot for Minnesota. They gained 2.8 possessions over their average by taking on the Hornets. That's pretty big for Edwards. Now that he is sub 8K, I think he's in a really nice spot, and 35 minutes might even be low. I wouldn't be surprised to see Edwards play 36, 37, even 38 minutes in a competitive matchup. We're off to Sacramento for number three. That is De'Aaron Fox, just point guard eligible, but only 7,300, projected for 38. The goal is 46. He's in the optimal lineup 19% of the time. I've got Fox in for 34 minutes, 1.1 fantasy points per minute, big usage, 29%. You get 21 points, 6.5 assists, and 4 boards, plus 2 stocks. But this is the key piece here. Massive pace up spot against the Los Angeles Lakers. Sacramento gains 3 possessions over their average. That is huge for De'Aaron Fox. So instead of him being projected around like 37, he's at 38.4. That's a big time jump. Every little bit counts. And at 7,300 for De'Aaron Fox in this pace up spot with not the best defense in the world on the opposite side of the floor, I'm going back to Fox once again. In at number two, we have Malik Beasley, shooting guard, small forward eligible, 4,200, projected for 25. The goal is 33, and he is in the optimal lineup 25% of the time. You can see we took a step up in tier. 33 minutes because I think Beasley is going to see the increased run with no Patrick Beverley. He's a 0.8 fantasy point per minute guy, 13 points, 5 boards, 2.5 assists. But much like Anthony Edwards, he gets that same benefit of an additional 2.8 possessions over his average. That is incredibly helpful in situations like this. So pace up spot, more minutes than you're expecting, but the same sort of price that he normally has. Beasley's underpriced for this role. If he's starting and playing 30 plus minutes, he's one of the best plays on the slate. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, and let me know in the comments section who your favorite and least favorite contenders are. And don't forget to sign up at No House Advantage using the promo code AwesomeO. Tied at the top, number one spot goes to Wendell Carter Jr., power forward center eligible, which is huge. He's 5,500, love that price. It's been coming down and down and down. 33 fantasy point projection, 38 fantasy point goal, 25% likelihood to be in the optimal. I gave Carter 28 minutes. It's not out of the realm of possibility that he plays 32 in this game, at which point he looks even better. 1.2 fantasy points per minute. I got him in at 19% usage, 12 points, almost 12 rebounds, 3 assists, and a stock and a half. Pace neutral against Chicago. Revenge narrative, perhaps? Ultimately, because he's got power forward center eligibility and at this price tag, 5,500, for a guy that's at least a 1.1 fantasy point per minute guy, this is one of my favorite spots on the day, and I think there's a lot of upside here. 38 for Wendell Carter isn't all that crazy. We've seen it recently, and that's why he is my number one contender for today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Friday, November 26th. DraftKings version of this video is around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. I hope you had a great holiday. We'll be back again Monday morning for another edition of The Contenders.